Good morning. It's May 10th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. This morning's title is Vibrato. There is nothing more rare, nor more beautiful, than a woman being unapologetically herself, comfortable in her imperfection. That is the true essence of beauty. Steve Maraboli. There are many complexities involved in making beautiful music come from a stringed instrument. First, there's the instrument itself. There are the types of wood used, for instance, the backs of maple and the tops of spruce, the actual shape of the instrument, the type and heaviness of varnish, the types and caliber of strings, the cut of the bridge, the shape of the sound holes, the quality of the fittings from pegs to neck to nut to bridge. Next, there is the type of wood and shape and flexibility of the bow, and the type of hair used. Finally, the type of shoulder rest and the actual size of the musician relative to the size of the instrument utilized. Second, there is the technique and proficiency of the player. The quality and type of their instruction over time is, of course, related to their quality of play, but also their innate gifts in terms of hearing and coordination. Third, there is the interpretation of the music itself. A written score can only go so far in dictating the sound which comes from the player's instrument. Subtle alterations of rhythm, bowing, and finger placement can make for remarkably different auditory experiences derived from the very same piece of music. Let's take vibrato as an example. Vibrato is the technique of rolling a finger off and on a specific note on the string, creating oscillations in the pitch. Perfect intonation, or the ability to place your finger on the fingerboard and hit exactly the desired pitch, particularly in the upper positions on violin or even viola, is literally impossible. While each note might be reliably clear, it will not be absolutely reliable in pitch, although a very good violinist can be very, very close nearly all the time. Oscillating the pitch with vibrato adds color to the melody, allows different moods to be communicated by the same written notes, and will include the exact correct pitch in the sound produced. For instance, a wide, slow vibrato creates a dark, rich, chocolatey tone, where a narrow, fast vibrato creates a tone that seems almost to shimmer in the light. These different tonalities may be what the artist feels were intended by the composer, or they may simply be the personal preference of the performer to communicate his or her own feelings. While vibrato doesn't have to be used to communicate the notes which the composer wished to have played, it is used to some extent by the best violinists on almost every note played. Why? The simple answer is, it just sounds better. While not the specific goal per se, vibrato does oscillate the pitch, thus technically obfuscating the intended pitch. In other words, vibrato, which all agree can add beauty and emotion and color to music, is really built off of imperfection. Christians are the same way. We are most certainly imperfect, and it is our imperfections that lead us to dependency on the only one who is perfect. Not only that, but Christians are meant to be together, just as the vibrato recruits multiple surrounding pitches. There are life applications as well. Often in marriage, the strengths of one seem to perfectly balance the weakness of the other. While the imperfections of each help define their individuality, together they form a new being whose synergism is more perfect even than it is additive. Just like marriage, developing a beautiful vibrato comes not without effort. I can tell you that there is some pain involved, but the end result is a more beautiful, stronger, more joyful noise, even though the exact pitch is only a part of what the ear hears. Christians working and worshiping together is exactly what the Lord intended. His love for us, ours for Him, and our love for each other all combine to make a sound that is more perfect in the combination of our imperfections. Viva la différence! My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. To banish imperfection is to destroy expression, to check exertion, to paralyze vitality. John Ruskin. Do not forsake meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us in our imperfection. Your grace is indeed sufficient for us. Remind us daily as well that we are better together, just as we are better united with you. Each of us, in our varied imperfections, united in purpose, make a more joyful noise than we ever could apart. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.